BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily, and it's the last day of Scott's student tour in Southampton. Anto Sharp, viral sensation, turns up to put things straight in his basket in the university shop in Southampton. Also, I send Chris to a lecture with a presentation that I've written for him. He also takes us to some local places of interest, and Laura, our date girl who wanted to date hot lecture guy, I do get a happy ending for. She finally gets a date. It's the last day of the student tour.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
And this is the final day of Scott's student tour, day 5, and we are live from the beautiful University of Southampton.
Ready?
Set?
Bike!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It is a lovely sunny day where I am in the south of England right now.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, this is Scott Mills. It won't be a surprise to you by now that you find me in another student union bar. It is Friday afternoon, and this is Scott's student tour, day 5. We couldn't leave out my hometown. Welcome to the University of Southampton!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You just say Radio 1 and they go, woo!
Test it out again.
Radio 1. What a week we have had. So we started near the top of the UK in beautiful Stirling in Scotland on Monday. Then we moved to Liverpool. Then we went to central-ish England at Harper Adams. Then we jumped to West Wales to the Uni of Aberystwyth. And now we are so south that if you go any further, you actually fall off of the edge of the world. We're in Southampton. What an attractive bunch of students.
Well, thank you. I mean, obviously, I'm an ex-student of University of Southampton, so obviously that's a very kind thing for you to be saying to me, Scott.
Yeah.
It's crazy being in this bar as well, because for me, this is where I went for comedy nights, for quiz nights. I even saw one of my mates really bomb at speed dating in this very room.
Oh, good times.
So it's really strange being in here now with Radio 1 and yourself. I really miss this uni.
I've been here a few times myself, actually. I didn't go to uni here, but I've... had some good nights in here myself.
Yeah.
It's good to be in Southampton today. It's a perfect way to finish off our student tour. We've been getting fully involved in student life all this week and just having an amazing time. I've had such a good week. But it's not over yet, Southampton. No, it's not. Hey, did you hear the Teen Awards announcement
what
earlier?
What a lineup.
So good. So we've got, coming to Teen Awards, all-time low, Nick Jonas, Little Mix, and headliners 5 Seconds of Summer, who did a little kind of impromptu short live lounge earlier as well. So it's good to have 5 Sauce on the bill because, of course, they couldn't make it last year, could they? Because I can't remember what happened. Someone broke their leg or something.
That was it, yeah. Is this possibly the noisiest lineup we've had in year? I mean, it must be probably the noisiest lineup we've had so far.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills, and it's the final day of the student tour in Southampton. Now, you'll see this if you're watching on Red Button, but at the moment, what we're looking at is we're outside a curry house, and it says on the window, DJ Scott Mills' favourite curry house.
Is that true?
Well, it was a few years ago, a student got in touch with my show, and they were like, I've just been to your favourite curry house. And I was like, what one's that? Manzel's in Southampton. Now, at that point, I'd never been to this curry house in my life, but I have since been with you.
Yeah, we did a bit of a night out in Southampton, ended up at this curry house. So, to be fair, at least you have been now.
I have been now, yeah.
So it's on the window, DJ Scott Mills' favourite.
Such a quiet road as well.
But look, Scott, it's a double celebration as to why we're here today. Because this is the curry house that I had my first ever curry in.
Ever?
Ever. It was at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd had a bit of a night out in Jester's. It was a sport team one. And I wasn't aware that you could get a curry at 3 o'clock in the morning. Be pleased to know it was a chicken korma, Scott.
It blew his mind that you could get curry that late.
So it seems right that we mark this very special time with a plaque. So we've managed to get these plaques made up. And it's an absolute honour to have a celebrity like yourself, Scott Mills, to be here for the official unveiling.
Blue plaques? Oh. They are for people that have actually achieved something,
yes,
though.
Yes, like, but this is the point. We're in my old university town, so it seems right that I've had these plaques made up to go and mark these very important occasions. And being a celebrity, you can do the official opening for it, OK?
Don't you have to be like Shakespeare or someone important? Also, don't you have to be dead
no.
to have one of these?
If you want a blue plaque, no one knows this, you just need to get them made up. So do you want to declare this plaque officially open?
It's open.
Are we leaving properly?
This plaque of Chris Stark that says Chris Stark ate his first ever curry here at 3 a.m. is now open. Are we just leaving it here?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. This is Radio 1.
What an honour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Real shame we couldn't actually go into that curry house, but not open at this time of day.
I know.
They did say, if you want to come at 5 a.m, we will still be open then.
This is the amazing thing. Like, we did say, would you mind opening slightly earlier? And he was like, well, no, what we can do is we can keep it open till 5 a.m. for you. It's like, it's not really going to work here.
I'm saying that people here, some of the people here have been there at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's quite famous, that place.
Okay, I've got a few questions about where we just visited. Mm. So you had your own blue plaques made.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I gave this a bit of planning, which is quite unlike me. And I'm aware it looks a little self-indulgent.
Yes.
But this uni means a lot to me, and I want to relive those memories with you today. It's all about you experiencing student life, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to experience some of my student life that happened here.
Now, I've never seen a shop that makes blue plaques. So, I mean, that's quite a specific internet search.
It's quite niche, but you can find them.
How many do you have made?
I've had 3 made.
All for different hotspots from your life in Southampton.
I think if you enjoyed that one, you'll love the other two that I've got made. There's some cracking stories.
Well, I can hardly wait. So a bit later on, we have got a guy coming to visit us, which I'm quite excited about, actually, because on this tour, or this week, there's been one phrase that if anyone says it, it just gets a bit of a laugh. And that is...
Going straight in my basket. See? You're going straight in my basket.
Now, so I think the actual creator of said you're going straight in my basket is going to be here today at the University of Southampton. Viral legend Anto Sharp is going to be doing some live basketing at the uni shop.
This is huge. I love that people... people weren't sure how to react when you first said it. A couple of people were like, ooh.
And then they went...
You're going straight in my basket.
So that's happening later. Also, Do you know, because I never went to uni, I've never been to a lecture before until now. So we turned up for the 9 a.m. maths lecture this morning.
I barely did that when I was at uni.
Why would you do that?
9 a.m.
But there were some really... No, I mean, obviously you should do that.
Yeah.
But there were some very eager beavers there, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Especially for that maths lecture that we were at.
Yeah. So we gatecrashed that. I sat in my first ever lecture. And Chris did a little kind of presentation during the lecture, didn't you?
It was like a pre-lecture, a pre-lecture, if you will.
And the pre-lecture was written by me, and he hadn't seen it beforehand, and whatever was on the screen, he had to say and read out, which was particularly cringe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This morning, here in Southampton, while we've been doing the student tour, we were just like, well, we haven't been to any lectures yet, so we probably should do that. Mm. So we thought today should be the day, the last day of the tour. So I kind of came up with a plan to change all that and actually go to a lecture. So students turned up at one of the big lecture halls here at the University of Southampton, expecting a fairly early morning, 9 a.m, maths lecture. But they found that we'd kind of taken over their lecture instead. Mm. So Chris
9 a.m. maths.
Chris kind of bowls in. And I set Chris the task of presenting the lecture. But the only thing, Chris has never seen it before. So he doesn't know what it's about. He doesn't know what kind of photos and videos are involved. How do you feel about this?
Well, it's quite a scary prospect because I'm aware that this is probably going to be a feature that is completely in your control to make me look like an idiot. That in mind, that I've got to stand there and do a presentation. I won't know what's going to be in it. I don't know what stuff you're going to bring up, because you could bring up all sorts of stuff in this presentation if you wanted to.
I know a lot.
So it was just fear and awkwardness.
So Chris's only job here is to style it out and make it seem like he's a professional, no matter what appears on the screen behind him, as if he wrote it himself. But remember, he has never seen it before. He just has to commit to what goes up on the screen and explain it.
I didn't even know what the entire lecture was going to be about.
No. So here's the moment when Chris wasn't that pleased when he found out what the lecture was actually about.
I'm going to be doing a short presentation on... let's see. OK, good. So what it's like to be Chris Stark, the world-famous Chris Stark, that is.
Oh. It was just horrible because I realised at that point, you're clearly going to go in on my personal life, my uni life. You will have done some research, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's so a remember, scary prospect.
I wrote all of this. He has never seen it before. Let's find out how you coped, though. He's seen none of these lecture slides either.
Early signs Chris Stark was going to be a star. The early signs included... he was popular with the dinner ladies. And he would exchange his wisdom for bacon. Something that worked out well for him. And it's something he continues to do to this day. He had friends in the year above. Obviously, he was a very popular guy. My mates gave me nicknames, which included Wet Shorts.
Why are you called Wet Shorts?
You just made that up. It's just classic Mills, just trying to stitch me up. But you said the only rule is, Chris, this was before I went in, he's like, the only rule is you just need to keep on going, you just need to keep talking, keep explaining.
Yeah, with confidence. Where did swapping bacon for wisdom come from?
I mean, I thought that was quite good.
Right, but this is going as I thought, okay, when I wrote the slides. So let's see how you cope with the next couple of pages, what I wrote.
Times Chris Stark has been a total legend. Kavos 09. the Pancake Day incident, where I went on a date where I made pancakes for someone, and it got to the stage of the date where we were tossing, and this thing just landed on her face. Words of wisdom. These are the words of wisdom I live by. Tonight, let's get some and live while we are live while we're young. You can't have my heart and you won't use my mind. But you can do what you want with my body.
Chris, you're making yourself seem really arrogant.
It's so confusing. 9 o'clock in the morning. They were all there for maths.
Yeah. Also, really sensible, I think, to gloss over Kavos 09.
Absolutely.
Now, you know when you see those kind of insider documentaries of famous people on TV? They always have like celebrity friends on hand to talk about how great they are. Well, we've got that coming up next in the lecture because there was a little video which I had prepared.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm just looking through some of the many tweets that I'm getting about your lecture.
Okay.
It's mostly just people's cringe glands falling off.
Are they hating?
No, they're just thinking that you're really bigging yourself up, but that's because I wrote it.
Yeah. And do you know how this works on the Scott Mills show? So what they'll do is they'll get me to say all these things, and then he will keep these clips forever and just dot them around, and then you'll hear them on Radio 1 in future.
Yeah.
And they'll be completely out of context. It'll just make me look massively arrogant.
Oh, hello, Megan, who is here. She's at... we're just having a lunch break here in the union somewhere. Hi, Megan. And also, Sophie has been on saying, no, I can't see it on the red button. I'm addicted. I've been watching all week. It's on the red button now, but it was on the Radio 1 website before, so don't worry. So... but this lecture that was happening this morning, this 9 a.m. lecture where I made Krista do a little speech, was anyone actually here in the lecture this morning? Anyone that's here now? Yes, okay. What's your name?
Kate.
Oh, you were sat next to me.
I was.
What, did you have any idea what was going on?
No, Chris just, like, appeared.
Yeah.
Lol's that you were in the lecture as well, Scott, just casually sitting there.
I know, I quite enjoyed it. Well, I wanted to, like... the first thing he said to me was like, oh, you've got a big coffee. You're obviously not a student. What does that mean? Okay. Did you enjoy the speech?
Yeah, it was really good. A lot better than maths.
I know. Mm. And then maths followed afterwards, I presume.
Yeah.
Boring.
Boring.
Anyway, so I thought I would get some kind of people that I know, some celebrities.
Yeah, this was very resourceful of you.
I thought I'd get them to do a video, which would be part of your presentation, which you could then introduce.
Further remarks on my brilliance. Oh, really? So we've got a video that I'd like to play to you, because we all love a video, right, in a lecture. And these are from some of my celebrity friends who will now talk about my brilliance.
Thanks, Chris. We are the Vamps. Hello, Southampton. Give us a wave. Whenever we see Chris Stark, he always tells us how he struggles to talk to non-famous people because apparently he can't relate to them. Wherever possible, Chris tries to avoid what he calls normos.
As a band, he wanted us to explore a little further the man behind the legend.
Let us give you a guided tour of the deepest depths of Chris's Facebook albums from Southampton University.
Okay, good.
First, a picture of Chris at a house party. We've unearthed a photo of him with his arm round a very eager customer. Make sure you pay close attention to where his hand is placed on this cheeky little tiger. Look at you.
Yeah, look at him grabbing Tigger's man boot. Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's what we saw there. If you're watching, if you're not, I'll just explain it to you. There's a picture of there with Tigger.
I don't even remember it.
You don't remember that?
It's like a massive bear of Tigger.
Grabbing his man boobs.
But these are like way back in the uni days. It worries me that you have access to my Facebook like that.
Mm, we have Facebook stalked you for this. Now, this final clip goes all the way through to the end of your lecture. Enjoy.
Don't worry, Chris. There's just one more photo, and we thought it'd be nice to end on a holiday snap. And I don't think any of us will look at you the same. Let's just have a look at this one, Chris. Here we go.
Do you know which one it's going to be, Chris? There it is.
Oh my God. That time, like... I believe he's wearing some sort of thong.
Hoist.
So there you are, Chris. After begging us for weeks to talk about you even more than we already do, we hope you enjoyed our contribution. And have a good time, Southampton.
And now, awkward end to the lecture.
The vamps there, going through my Facebook. How do we finish lectures? Round of applause. I didn't really go to many.
Also, if you're, what you didn't see there is you started bowing. Lectures don't generally bow at the end. Is there ever applause at the end of a lecture? No, I didn't think so. No. Now that picture of you in the thong thing.
Can we, like, there should be rules with this kind of thing. So it's clearly not me. You photoshopped my face onto what I imagine is it Bobby from TOWIE?
Yes, it is.
The one that likes to wear minimal swimwear.
Yes. Just covering it.
Don't do that. Don't put my face on things like that.
I can reveal that was on your Facebook already.
No, it was not.
It was.
No, it was not.
It was. We didn't mock it.
It
was. But it's not mocked up, I'm telling you. Didn't he do well, though, everybody? Better than maths on a Friday morning, I think. You did well.
You think I've got a career in this?
No. Your first ever lecture. Very good. This is BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Student Tour, day 5 in Southampton.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mike's watching a red button. Really enjoyed your bigging yourself up there.
I'm glad he did.
Yep. Seth says, really hilarious seeing Chris Stark looking really arrogant. I wish I was attending that lecture. Remember, I wrote it. It wasn't him. The vamps have been on, saying they enjoyed their own message. Okay. Pick up yourself. It's Scott Mills Student Tour. On the iPlayer at the moment, for you to watch from the from earlier this week, Pull the Udder One. Did anyone see that? It was awesome. It was a brand new dating game show set in a milking shed.
You say brand new dating show as if this is now going Saturday night TV, the new big one.
No, there's just one episode on iPlayer at the moment. So... where the cows would normally be automatically milked, there were farmers instead, waiting to be chosen, take me out style.
Do you realise what you're saying?
It was brilliant. I mean, yes, but I am... From that, you do want to watch it, don't you?
True.
So that's, like, a girl stands in the middle and the farmers just rotate round her in the milking shed. It's brilliant.
It's very weird.
I'd watch that if I was you.
It's very odd.
Also, there is Secret Innuendo Bingo from the library at Aberystwyth Uni yesterday, which is so awkward and you look so shady. And we got a lot of library books wet, so soz about that, Aberystwyth. Also, the fake society thing, where you had to sign loads of people up to ludicrous university society suggested by our audience. And one of my personal faves, flying innuendo bingo from midair with Grimmy in Liverpool. All that is to watch on BBC iPlayer right now. Coming up, we'll meet Laura, who is the girl that's been looking for love this week. Do you remember? She fancied hot lecture guy.
She's from this uni as well, right?
She's here, so we're going to meet her in person. We've only ever seen her on Skype before. It's going to be kind of weird.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Jess, who is listening in Winchester and watching us on BBC Red Button. She's like, I can't believe you guys are just down the road. Also, we've got Isaac, who is sneak watching on his... I presume it's on his phone, because he's sneak watching in maths. Now, he's not going to be watching Red Button, is he? I'm just sneak watching on my 50-inch plasma. So I presume he's on his phone watching. So, hi. And someone that is here in the union in Southampton, Hi, Katie. I just saw your tweet. She's rolled straight out of bed, still with UV paint in her hair from last night, just to come down and watch the show today, lads. The Scott Mills Daily. In the spirit of students, I've been eating mostly beige food this week. However, we've met quite a lot of students on the tour that are all about the baking now and the health, generally because of Great British Bake Off. Mm. There's been a lot of quinoa and kale mixed in with the sausages and general fried everything. This is BBC Radio 1. It's Friday afternoon and I am in Southampton University. We're in York and it's day 5 of the student tour. I've had a lovely time this week. Spent a lot of time on the bus with my friend Chris here.
I mean, I wonder how many miles we've done.
Oh, thousands.
It's just ridiculous. When you look at the early part of this week, so when I think of Stirling, it feels like it was so much longer ago.
Yeah. Now, I think that we were in quite a bad place when we started, relationship-wise, friendship-wise. Then it went really well again. And then today I felt like I was slightly annoying you again.
Yeah. Well, we were both annoying each other this morning. I think it's because it was the last kind of time that we could really commit a lot of time to annoying each other.
We were being quite ratty with each other.
Well, at one point you were talking to Clara on the phone and I was just making noises in the background. And yeah, you started like almost punching me.
Why
to get
are you
me
making
shut
weird
up.
Noises? It's been a long week, but it's been a lot of fun. Now, a lot this week on the show, we've been talking to Laura on video call. But she's here in person now because she goes to this uni. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
It's great to see you in person and not just like in a box.
Yeah, it's a bit weird on the box. It's even stranger in person.
Yeah.
It's actually here now.
But chatting to you a lot this week.
Yeah.
So this is your uni.
Yes.
And we started talking to Laura on Monday because you really fancied a guy in your lectures and you didn't really know what to do about it and you got in touch with us. Now, a lot of people can relate to this.
Of course, because that's what you do. You're not sure what to do with the guy that you fancy, so you just ring Scott Mills.
Why is that weird? But I think we've all been there. You know, you see someone most days, you really like them, but you will probably never do anything about it. So Laura did email me and got in touch because I love a happy ending. I do.
I do think, though... No, but the thing is, you say that, I do think that Laura's relationship status this week has been more about you than it has been her.
What do you mean?
It's just you loving a soap opera.
I love a soap.
You hear a whiff of a story.
Yeah,
that's your fun for the week.
I have to pursue it. So I said to you, Laura, didn't I, that if you asked Hot Lecture Guy out by when we came to see you here on Friday, I would put on a lovely spread for you and him.
You did.
And you could eat the spread with the Hot Lecture Guy.
Yeah.
Sadly, though, there was a problem. What was that?
Well, Hot Lecture Guy ended up having a girlfriend, so that was very upsetting. But, you know, I got over it quite quickly, so that was okay.
Got to be honest, when I heard the news, I was on the tour bus. I was like, no! What do you mean he's got a girlfriend? But he has. So we've moved on, haven't we?
Exactly. Forgot about him straight away.
Straight away. So I just wanted it to be a perfect end to the week. And the thing is, my mum, and this is true, has done a lovely spread for you.
It does sound weird when you say it like that, though.
No, because she lives down the road. You can, if you're watching on Red Button, you can actually see the spread now. To be honest, it doesn't look that lovely. I think that's just the camera angle. But I can't have Sandra's spread go to waste.
Oh, don't... Please stop saying that. That's not...
So there will be a happy ending to this story. Now, for everyone to get in here today in the student union, you had to get a wristband. You had to show your student ID and get yourself a wristband. So everyone's got one, right? To get in here, show me your wristbands, yeah. Now, if you were given a second wristband, because some people were, not just one, could you please stand up now? If you have a second wristband.
I'm looking around the room here, people very anxious about standing up.
There's nothing bad's going to happen. But if you have got a second wristband on and you were given two, I want you to stand up. There's a few people.
Fair few people stood up.
They all seem to be male.
Where's this going, Scott?
I don't know. So what I did was I placed Laura right next to the door in a place where you could clearly see everyone coming in, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I asked Laura to point out the ones. I was like, just point out the ones that you think are yes. So, and all the ones that are yes have got a second wristband. So they're the hot ones in the room.
So feel proud. You're through to boot camp.
You are through to boot camp. Most people only got one, and you're going home and leaving the competition at this stage. Now, these people are all going to be... This is a bit weird, but stick with me. These people are all going to be invited to a one versus many date with Laura at the table, which you can see if you're watching on the BBC Red button
now. What is wrong with you, Scott?
No, I just want it to have a happy ending. So what's going to happen is you are going to... It's going to be like a speed date, only there's no speed involved at all. In fact, it's going to be longer than a normal date because it's going to last for the rest of the show, Laura.
Yep.
But when you're sat on a table with all the boys, this will give you a chance to work out which is the one for you. And exactly. At the end of the show, by 4 o'clock, you'll have whittled them down to just one lucky male.
From the side of the guys that have kind of signed up to this without realising, do they get a veto on this at all? Or?
I mean, if they're in a relationship already, then they need to state that quite soon on into the date. But, mate, you know, just relax first, have a drink, and then...
Enjoy Scott's mum's spread.
Yeah, enjoy that, and then be like, oh, by the way, I'm taken. But, Laura, by the end of this, we are going to whittle it down to somebody that you will go on a date with. Southampton, do you think that's a good idea? Some people do.
Be honest.
I just wanted it to have a happy ending. Okay, so, Laura, in a minute, we'll sit you at the table and we'll catch up on how the date's going throughout the rest of the show.
Yep,
There's quite a few of them, but so be selective. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Radio 1 and it's day 5 of Scott's student tour. We've made it to Southampton, the homeland. It's actually really sunny and quite warm here today.
Yeah.
Why have you brought me to this wall?
Well, I wanted to take you to a few places of interest. And this is one of them. So, actually, this is the wall of the university library.
So these are places of interest to you?
Yeah. These are very special places from my time at university. So, on the other side of this window is actually a toilet. Now, obviously, when I was at uni, and especially in the third year, there were times where you had to spend a lot of time in the library. There was assignments to do, dissertations... And I found it very hard to study without procrastinating. Mm. So often what I would do is I would find myself going on Facebook, playing games, watching YouTube videos.
Doing anything but studying.
You do anything except study. And actually what I ended up doing was spending a lot of time in this toilet.
Mm. Boredom sets in, doesn't it?
Boredom sets in. There's just a slower pace to everything. Mm. So what you find yourself doing is just going to the toilet as something to do.
Right.
And that ended up becoming a routine for me. So I spent many, many hours in this toilet just on the other side of this window.
And that's why you'd like to present it with a blue plaque.
Yeah, so it's a real honour to have you, Scott Mills, to place the plaque as one of Britain's best loved broadcasters. It's just mad thinking that I was in that toilet
a lot,
all those times, and now you are here to put the plaque up for it.
Well, I'm glad I could share it with you. So, do you think on the glass of the toilet?
Yeah, just go for the glass
on
there.
The window there.
Chris Stark came here when times got hard.
There we are, and that's the blue plaque placed.
Many happy memories in there.
The Scott Mills Daily. We're coming to you from the University of Southampton. Nice to see you all sober. If you want to check iPlayer, there's so much stuff from this week. So much good video content. My favourite on iPlayer is 3 minutes inside the brain of Ed Sheeran, which happened when we were at Harper Adams. I don't know what happened to Ed that day, but I just think anything that he was thinking, he's needed to blurt out. And some of the highlights of that, it's just 3 minutes of your time. That's on iPlayer. That is well worth a watch. So many people watched it already. Over on Radio 1 YouTube, that's the place where you can see the David Guetta lookalike in action. We managed to fool most of the students at the University of Aberystwyth into thinking that David Guetta had come to play a live DJ set. He lasted 1.5 songs and is actually from Bournemouth. but he does look like him. That video is on YouTube. That's fantastic. Watch that as well. We're all over Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat as well. Wherever you can get Radio 1, you can get the Scott Mills Student Tour. Ridiculous scenes over the other side of the SU bar at the moment here in Southampton. We've been following student Laura's love life all this week and trying to make it happen. And at the moment, she is on a speed dating kind of event, which is not actually speed at all. It's lasting for about 1.5 hours. And is currently sat at a table with 7 men eating a spread prepared by my mum. Chris, what's the latest over there?
Well, it's all very bizarre here. I mean, there's a jug of water in the middle and no glasses or cups from what I can see. So it's all very awkward. Laura, what's going on? How are we whittling these guys down?
Well, I was just thinking about the best way to try and reject people. I think I can't just be like, no, sorry, you go. It'd be a bit rude, wouldn't it?
Yeah, fine.
Well, that's the best way to get rid of people.
We do need to whittle them down, Laura, yeah. So I think you're going to have to be brutal because we can't have seven for the rest of the date.
For the guy's sake here, does anyone want to declare a girlfriend at this point? Oh, we got. Oh,
hang on,
two.
I thought it was only one of you with a girlfriend. Someone's declaring one now as well. Last minute. Oh, I've got one. I've got one, I have.
It's a good idea. So you two are off, I assume. Oh, sorry. I don't know. Do you want.
No, no.
They can stay if they want to.
No. If they've got girlfriends, that's the aim of the game, Laura. You know what we're trying to do here?
Yeah,
the
they'll have
plan.
To go pretty
you've,
soon.
You've got to leave the competition now. Sorry, guys. Get up and leave.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you. The date's over.
Come on, quickly. Okay.
Come on, get out.
A round of applause for what?
Love that. Oh, it's been emotional, but thank you very much for being part of our journey.
We've got five left, Scott.
Five left. We'll get rid of some of them in a minute. Don't worry. Right, so we've got five guys there now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, we've whittled it down to five.
Okay.
So the date goes on.
The date's going well, though, Laura, yeah?
Yeah, it's going interestingly.
Okay, good. Tell me more later. Carry on. This is the Scott Mills Student Tour, day five. Please give a University of Southampton welcome to Anto Sharp, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
He's an internet sensation. Now, we absolutely, as you may have noticed, we love your videos. We're obsessed with them.
Thank you very much.
And some people don't get it. I understand that. Including one of my bosses. She's like, I don't understand it.
Where is she?
She's gone on attachment, so you said she won't bother you anymore.
Oh, that's good.
But she has, though.
So not because of Anto Sharp, though.
She hated it so much she left. No. But all the student places that we've been to, this week, like, they're all saying it. And you must notice this a lot when you go places.
Yeah. It's sort of got to the stage now where I can't really walk around a supermarket with a basket.
No. Okay.
Even if it's, 2 a.m. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do a bit of shopping.
2 a.m. shopping?
Well, every time I walk into a supermarket, as soon as I touch the basket, it's, let's go and throw in my basket. Oh, where is he? Where is he?
Where is he? Well, I kind of don't want to know too much. But how did you actually, why did you start doing it? Where did you come up with the idea for it?
Well, I've been making videos for over a year now.
Yeah.
And it was just one of the characters that I sort of did. And in a supermarket, got a little bit excited about an item. So it just went straight in my basket. And that was just pretty much.
See, they love it.
It just started and yeah.
It really brings out a side to people. So my girlfriend's dad, for example, can't stop saying it.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
You're even doing a barbecue and stuff like that. It's like, oh, sausages.
Straight in my sausages.
Going straight in my basket.
Yeah, it's on. Are you ever going to kill off straight in my basket? Or is it here to stay?
I don't think I should kill it, no.
No, I do not think you should.
No, I think it's here to stay, yeah.
Does it annoy you?
What?
Like, does it kind of get to you the same way that, on Great British Bake Off, when Sue Perkins says, "Bake!"
Yeah, but it's his own thing. He did it.
Yeah, but you must be getting a bit sick of it now, surely.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Okay, now, obviously, we couldn't let you come to Southampton and let you leave without putting some stuff in the basket. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we are going to actually send you both to a fully working and operating shop in a moment, which is the uni shop here.
Oh.
So there will be students in there that don't know what's going on.
Cool.
And the original guy that invented Straight In My Basket is about to go into the shop where people, buy their notepads and pens and condoms and meal deals and hangover steak bakes, etc. Chris, I want to send you as well.
Fine.
And I've actually had a little look around the shop earlier and hand-selected myself items that I would like to hear you both putting straight in yours.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, there are students that are in there now doing their food run, but I'd quite like it if it was to get progressively louder.
Okay, well, we can do that, can't we?
Yeah, that can work.
Okay, cool. Okay, so if we send off Anto and Chris now to the uni shop. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Amy Rogers has been loving the student tour all this week. She says, do it next year and come to Worcester University. But she's watching this afternoon and says Southampton is looking fine. Yeah. Yeah. Also, Carissa's watching at home. And Matt says, gutted, I've actually had to leave because I didn't make the cut for the double wristbands. Oh, don't take it personally, Matt. Okay, now we're going over to the University of Southampton shop where you can buy pretty much everything. And if you're watching on Red Button, you can now see Anto Sharp and Chris Stark. There's some students going, what the? As they walk past. So this is a fully operating shop. Hello, Chris and Anto.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, good. So this is just a little game I fancy playing, straight in my basket game. So obviously, I have pre-selected these items because, and also I have a map of the shop, which I've done.
Fine.
So I know exactly where everything is. Let me have a look at my map. It's actually quite good. I don't know if you can get
it. It's like a supermarket sweep.
It is like a supermarket sweep, but I've got the aisle here, and I've got the items for Chris on the left and the items for Anto on the right. So I think Anto should go first, because let's face it, he invented it. And I'd quite like us to just walk up the aisles, if you could, and progressively louder would also be a bonus. Okay, off you go. Here we go. Why are you bowing?
Do I do the voice as well?
If you want.
I can try.
Right, let me go first. Sorry.
Anto what to
got?
Serve.
Okay. What we got?
Ooh! Shuttlecocks. That's going straight in my basket.
Good work, Anto.
Right.
Okay, off you go, Chris. Okay. On the left-hand side there of the shop. See what you can find. I've pre-selected them. There they are.
Going a bit louder. Oh! Big bananas. It's going straight in my basket.
Well played, sir.
Why is this so good? Okay.
Why do you keep bowing?
I don't know.
Stop
Why is
bowing.
He walking so slow?
Come on.
Okay. What we got?
All right, Anto, Anto to serve. Maybe a little bit.
Ooh, a big sausage. That's going straight in my basket.
I like the laugh as well.
Very good.
Okay,
just,
Chris.
Making my way down.
Challenge is on. Here. Louder, please.
What are these? Oh, I see. Mm. This game's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Oh! Muffin cakes! That's going straight in my basket.
Muffin cases, actually.
Muffin cases.
Would have been funnier. Oh. Anto? Louder, please.
Okay. Ooh! Large nuts! Look at these! They're going straight in my basket.
There's some guys behind that just walked the other way. Just doing a big shop there in the supermarket.
Okay.
Chris, over to you.
Over to me. Okay.
Now.
Oh! Fruity fudge! It's going straight in my basket!
Good one, Chris!
Oh, I love it.
Yes,
back
Chris!
Back in the game.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Okay. So it's got to be really loud.
Oh,
now.
No.
Just in with the sandwiches there, naturally.
This is, yep, well placed. All right, let's have a look. Oh. Here we go.
Ooh! A double action pump. That's going straight in my basket. Look at the size of this guy.
Is there a security guard there? Oh, I think we're, okay, so I think someone's called security.
Right.
It looks very shady right now on the red button. There are people walking the other way.
This is a strange one.
Okay.
Is this your idea, Scott?
Yeah. One more, Chris. Loud.
Oh! A couple of puppies! It's going straight in my basket!
Good game, guys. Good game. Really good. And finally, are they still there? Anto, would you mind putting Chris Stark in your basket, please? Because he would love it. Somewhat.
Oh, any day.
I'm going in your basket.
Let's do it.
How's this going to work?
How's it going to work?
Just try and put him in.
Okay. Do you want me to
and
step
say
in?
The magic
make
words.
It easier for you?
Whoa.
Hang on. Get in before he says.
Put me in the basket.
Oh! Chris Stark. He's going straight in my basket. Get in there. Go on.
I love it so much. Thank you, Anto. Thank you, Chris. Yes. Come back from the uni shop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris and Anto let loose around the union shop was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time, says Liam. That was brilliant, but weird, says Ben, who's watching at home because he's a bit ill in bed. Amy loved it. Jess loves it and wants to watch it again. We'll put it up for you as soon as we can. Do you enjoy that, lads?
It was a strange experience for me.
Well, not for Anto, he does it all the time.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's my old uni shop. It was weird being back there doing that. The
thing is as well, you sounded kind of less camp and more Royal Shakespeare. That's going straight in my basket. It's fantastic projection there, Chris. Cheers, I really enjoy it. Anto, thank you so much for doing that today.
No problem.
One of the weirdest things we've done this week, but all the better for it.
Excellent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am having a lovely time this afternoon on the last leg of the Scott Students Tour at the University of Southampton.
BBC Radio 1.
I've just seen this thing on Twitter, right? It's the Uni Sutton alumni have tweeted, but they've added Anton de Beck instead of Anton Sharp.
Wrong one.
I worry might be a problem.
Yeah, I think Strictly's Anton de Beck. He'll just be getting loads of messages now straight in my mouth. What?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just sat around with some students at Southampton. Do you know what's been quite nice after a week away from home? Just coming to where I'm from and seeing familiar signs as I go down the motorway, like Bird World and Marwell Zoo and Hedge End. Oh, lovely. You can't imagine what that's like after a week on the road. Right, so that was Rory with Friends and Yumi at Six with Cold Night. Real or No Real coming up in the next half hour. We're in the Student Union Bar here in Southampton. Our listener, Laura, we've been trying to find a date this week. She's a student here in Southampton. Fancied the guy in lectures a lot. We called him Hot Lecture Guy. Wanted to ask him on a date. Got in touch with me because didn't know how to do it. It turns out he's got a girlfriend, so he's binned off. But I did want a happy ending, you see, and my mum's made a lovely spread. So at the moment, imagine the scene, picture it if you will, or watch Red Button and you can see it. There are five boys sat round talking to Laura. It's kind of like a date, but with five people. There were seven to start with. We managed to get it down to five. Chris, over to you.
Tense scenes here, Scott, as people worry about the future. Laura, how are you finding this experience?
I'm finding it hard to learn people's names. Mm. So that's the point I'm at the moment, where I keep confusing people's names or getting it completely wrong.
Well, come on, let's quickly go round. Go. Ready?
Yep. James.
Go.
Adam. Josh.
Come on.
Mark. Jay. Yes.
Oh, you did it. You did it all right. There were two guys that said they had girlfriends, so they're off. Mm-hmm. What have you been talking about generally?
I asked people to tell me interesting stories, and it turns a little bit dark, so I was a bit like, oh, okay. It's a bit of a turn for the worst.
Jay here has had a bit of an experience with an elephant, and it all went a bit dark. So his position at the table is possibly questionable, right, Laura?
Maybe, we'll see, yeah.
Maybe.
And that's not a story that we could share on the radio, no?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, good. Any of the stories, Laura, are broadcastable?
Well, it sort of all went towards near-death experiences, and I was a bit like, oh, okay, this is
great.
A bit of an interesting storyline to go on. I was like, just tell me an interesting story. You can make one up if you want.
But it's a very weird dynamic here, Scott. So what do you want to do here, Scott? I mean, you're operating this soap opera.
I'd like to know how the lads are finding it generally as well. Maybe speak to one of those.
Yeah, it's a pretty good spread at the moment.
Oh, are you enjoying Sandra's spread? Good.
Yeah, I must say, your mum's spread is going down very, very well.
I am pleased. I'll pass that back. Okay. She's at work till four, so I'll give her a ring afterwards.
Are we all having a nice time here, do we think?
Oh, yeah, definitely beat yourself going for lunch in the bridge.
Yeah. I guess you didn't expect this, did you?
No, I didn't. But we're going to have to, how are we going to get rid of the rest of them? Because we need one by the end.
Well, look, we need to rattle on three, so I say we get rid of three.
What, now?
Yeah,
oh, harsh. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We've only got 40 minutes left. Mm. Laura, it's over to you.
Oh, no. I've got...
Do you need some help?
Yeah, do you want to help me get rid of people?
Well, just when that song was playing, you over here... What's your name again, sorry?
Mark.
Mark, you made a comment that you and the guy in front of you called...
James.
...are pretty much a couple, which I thought
Oh,
was...
oh.
Which I thought was a bit of a curveball situation here, Scott.
Can I just say there's nothing wrong with that?
No. But in this scenario, I guess that would...
Yeah, that might be a bit of a downer.
So. Shake things up.
Yeah.
I think they actually said they come as a pair. Oh. And I've read more into it.
Okay, good. That's different to being a couple, I think.
So what are we saying? Should we quickly lose them?
Yeah, let's lose them.
It's harsh.
If you're happy, Laura.
Should we get rid of them?
No, we'll do the dirty work for you. So just give me a nod.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in a second, you two guys can go. And then it's a showdown, really. You pick the last one.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll do that.
We'll leave that with you then, all
yes.
right?
Yes.
Good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is BBC Radio 1, and we've made it to day 5 of Scott's student tour as we get fully involved with student life, and we're in Southampton. Why are we in a bush, please?
So, you know, I want to take you to some real places of interest from my time at university. This is one of those places.
If you're not watching this, I'm now fully immersed in a bush, like only head poking out, because this is an experience that you had at this very university.
Yeah, I mean, it all started after a night out that I'd had at the union. I'd lost my keys and couldn't get back into my second year house. So what I did is I spent a night in this very bush that you're now sat in.
This one?
Yeah. And it's strange because, you know, when you go back to somewhere that you've been before and you get that familiar smell? That's exactly what I'm getting right now. It's nostalgia.
How long were you in this bush for?
I would like to say a whole night. Actually, that's a bit of a lie. That would be an exaggeration. But it was a few hours. And as you can see, it's actually a lot comfier than it probably looks if you're watching this right now.
So what Chris is doing is, you know, people that are notable in life have blue plaques on buildings. He's decided to place some of them around Southampton University in his own places of interest. So
it's just a real honour because obviously, Scott, you're a very well-respected broadcaster.
Thank you.
And it's an honour if you would present this plaque to this bush, please.
In the bush. There we
and
are.
And it reads, Chris Stark spent a night in this bush.
Where do you even put a blue plaque on a bush?
It is a tricky question, that. Do you know what? What an amazing life experience this is. The fact that once I was asleep in this bush after a big night out, worried about getting home.
And now here you are on Radio 1 from the bush.
On Radio 1 with Radio 1's favourite son, Scott Mills. This is a real honour.
Well, thanks very much for taking me to this famous bush. And what I might do now is return to the actual studio in the university, if that's all right with you.
It's just great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can I just say, it's really weird when you're doing a radio show in front of an audience. You're all lovely, by the way, but it is a bit weird because normally I just sit in a box and talk to him and people sometimes listen. But then also when you look up and Ellie Goulding's playing, and then you look up and there's a girl having a date with three boys right in front of you.
Yes.
It's really weird. But I'm quite enjoying it. We're going to have to whittle that down again.
We need to be rapid with this, actually.
I know, because we haven't got long now. Also coming up, we have got Real or No Real with a big name on campus.
Mm.
I'll give you a clue, everybody in here. He's wearing brown leather shoes. If that narrows it down at all.
Mm.
But he, well, I think I found myself a cheerleader. Put it that way.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's right. He's the big name on campus. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, playing Real or No Real. So many people are loving this, but concerned that we're not all right. Becky and Sarah and Neve just saw us in the bush, and it was a collective, you okay, hun? We're absolutely fine. But you just wanted to take me to the bush where you slept once.
It's
perfectly normal.
It's an honour to be able to get you to that bush.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're in Southampton at the uni! And this is the final day, sob, of Scott's student tour.
Oh,
I don't like it. But I'm going to see my mum after this, so yeah. It's 20 to 4, Real or No Real is coming up. We've got our listener Laura on, well, multiple dates today around a table. We tried to get her to find love with Hot Lecture Guy at the beginning of the week on the show. That didn't work out, cos girlfriend. But it's all right, I want a happy ending. My mum's done a lovely spread, and Laura and three boys are currently enjoying it. But we can't have three, it needs to be just one person. To go on a date with Laura. Chris, what's going on?
Scott, you could cut the atmosphere with a knife here. Yes.
Yes.
Laura, are we excited about this?
Yes. Tense, isn't it? You've got to get rid of people. I feel a bit bad about that side of things, so I'm sure I'll get over it quite quickly.
Don't worry about it. You just got to pick the one you want. Now, the great thing is here that Laura has already told Chris which one she wants to get rid of to make it a lot less awkward for her to actually say it herself. So, Chris, you're going to actually do the dirty work here, all right?
Scott, the results are in.
OK, who stays and who goes?
Jay. Lol. It might be you.
Oh.
Alan. I'm sorry to say you're going home,
Alan. Oh, no.
Ah, unlucky.
Hang on, there's never one called Alan.
You're Alan, right?
Yeah.
There was not an Alan in that original
Alan's
lineup.
On. Oi, it's meant to be tense.
Sorry. Bye, Alan.
Which means, Josh, it might be you.
Fantastic.
It's Jay
and Josh, the final two. Jay, Laura doesn't like you.
Oh.
She loves you.
Yeah.
You are through. You are through to Laura's house.
No, not a house. It'll be a neutral meeting point, thank you. Right, I like this. I thought that you two were getting on the best out of everybody, so yay. See, I told you I'd get you a date on a Friday.
I know, and you did.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Laura and Jay, everybody, please. Thank you.
Sorry, Josh.
I'm sorry, Josh. I'm pleased about that. Like I said, I wanted it to all be fine in the end, and it was, kind of. I don't know if you've heard about Radio 1 Teen Awards lineup. It is brilliant this year. It's going to be the loudest one, you know that, because playing live, All Time Low, Little Mix, Nick Jonas, and 5 Seconds of Summer. Also, we'll be giving it awards for the best music, online, sport, and entertainment stars, and also the UK's unsung teen heroes, like we do every single year. Teen Awards is bigger than better than ever this year. All Time Low, Little Mix, Nick Jonas, and 5 Seconds of Summer, as revealed with Grimmy this morning. Teen Awards are coming soon.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You all right, Southampton? Have a nice day today. Good. OK, it's time to play Real or No Real with a big name on campus. Hi, Ben.
Hiya.
You all right?
I am good, yeah. Flattered by being a big name on campus.
Yeah, you are.
Be not Ben.
A lot of fans. Stop it. So, Ben, what's your position here at Southampton Uni?
I am president of the Students' Union, so the building that we're in and everything that we do comes via me, in theory.
He owns it all.
It's
everything
all
you see before you.
He's everything the light touches.
You, and you, and everything that you sit on.
Yeah, he owns all of you. And also cheerleader.
Yes, that too.
That's brilliant.
That as well.
Yeah.
Do you find that you're doing president duties, but also breaking into cheerleader mode every now and then?
Oh, yeah. I start and finish every meeting with a little routine, backflip, you know, wow. The usual. I am kidding.
Has anyone ever seen, Ben cheerleading? Oh, is he good?
Thank you, Kerry.
Yeah, he's all right. Okay, so we're going to play Real or No Real. You know how this works. Basically, it's a selection of facts. You can play along at home as well. Some of them could be real. Some of them are absolutely made up. Here's the voice of Real or No Real to tell you our first one today.
Southampton University's student union cat, Susu, has more followers on Twitter than Professor Green.
I mean, an amazing fact, if true. So, Susu the cat, do you want to explain, Ben?
Yeah. So
there is a cat called Susu.
Yeah. There is a cat. No one knows how long she's been in the building. I think she was a stray that we adopted a while back, and now she lives here. We feed her, we water her, we give her a place to sleep. But she's sort of become a bit of a myth, because some people never see her, and some people are always taking selfies with her.
Who here has seen the cat?
I've seen her.
Oh, a lot.
Oh, elusive than I thought.
The cat was here when I was here. It's a big cat on campus, which you can't abbreviate, actually, because that would be rude. But but it's a legendary cat.
Yeah.
I like that, Chris. That was really good. I laughed more than I probably should. Does Susu have more followers than Professor Green?
Oh, Professor Green's got over 1 million followers, I would have thought.
Yeah, but I reckon Susu the cat, she's always at nightlife. I can see her slipping out the building, going to town, making some friends.
Do you reckon?
Coming feline famous. Mm. Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Sounds quite loose, doesn't it?
So you don't call Susu the cat loose.
Real
How
or
dare
no real?
You? Have some respect.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I have faith in her. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a cat called Susu. Professor Green does have about 2 million followers, though, so she's got a bit of catching up to do. I don't even know whether the cat's on Twitter. Probably
she is.
Of course, no?
She is.
Of course she is. So a bit of catching up to do, no pressure, Susu. And next.
When a new head of the University of Aberdeen is appointed, tradition dictates that he or she must ride the university mascot, Angus the Bull, through the town to a local pub.
Wow, that's quite an initiation.
I wonder, do you have to do anything here when you're appointed?
No, you go out on stage, and if you're me, you shake your bum a bit.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What
you
did
also
you do?
Have to make videos to
get
yourself
elected. Yeah, I've heard about this, actually. A few people, so... Before we came here today, Ben, I was asking around a load of people about you, and I hear that you put up loads of videos
of you chilling. Because the thing is, you're right professional at the moment. You're talking very sensibly. But then, if you look on his Twitter or Facebook, he just breaks into cheerleading every now and then.
I like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Has to be done, has to be done. That's kind of how I got myself elected. We had the cheerleaders, we made a little human pyramid, held up my banner, did a little dance to Anaconda in my living room. It was great.
And I'll be looking at that later.
Please do.
Okay, so but at the University of Aberdeen, do they have to ride the university mascot, Angus the Bull, through the town to a local pub? Is that real, or can it be made up?
It sounds like something that would go down at a university. Have we got a mascot here at Southampton?
We recently got a Susie the Cat mascot, so now someone can wear a big cat and walk around.
We've got a big cat outfit?
Yeah, just for her, just in her honour.
All right. What do you think? I think riding the bull to the local pub sounds like something that would happen at uni. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I'm going real as well.
That one is real.
Yes, only in Aberdeen. At the pub, they then have to buy a round for all of their supporters. And finally,
Southampton University has its own sardine society, where everyone plays hide and seek until all the members are standing in the same confined space.
I thought for a minute this was going to be the tinned fish.
And appreciation society.
Like, this is a weird society.
Well, you tried to sign up people for Weirder earlier this week. That's on BBC iPlayer right now. You tried to sign people up to the Richard Osman from Pointless Appreciation Society.
Yep, and Gravity Sock.
Gravity Sock, one. For people that just love gravity.
Yeah.
It's all on BBC iPlayer. Check it out. It's a treat.
But Sardine Society, is that based on... There's a game, Sardines, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. So you play hide and seek, except... I've forgotten this now. Well, you basically end up hiding in the same place. So you have to pick somewhere big or you're going to get squashed. Okay. And when we have other SABs from other unions, we play it with them around this building so they can get to know it.
Well, sounds like if there's a game, there must be a society. So
I think Ben just kind of answered his question.
Yeah, so. I'm going to go real.
Ben?
We have everything, but I'm going to go no real yet.
That one is real.
They do. They also play Manhunt and Stick in the Mud. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I've ended the week on a high. I've got 30. Ben, unlucky, mate. You only get 10.
Nightmare.
He doesn't care.
But you're a cheerleader.
He's
so
the B-knock.
Really.
He doesn't care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben, for playing real or no real today. This is Scott Mills. We're nearly at the end of the student tour. I don't want it to end, but it's been a perfect place to do it in Southampton.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a week.
It's been amazing.
It's been so good. All of the universities different, but... so good. Started the week in Stirling, then on to Liverpool, then Harper Adams, Aberystwyth, and ending up in beautiful Southampton, my hometown, and where Chris went to uni. If you missed anything from Scott's student tour, there are so many good bits online. Wherever you can find Radio 1 online, you can find bits from the tour, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat or BBC iPlayer, there are loads of bits.
Those are the best bits from the University of Southampton, and that is the end of Scott's student tour. We're back Tuesday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.